How you doing, TC?
Good. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, you're doing better than Chris Sale. What's going on here? Oh. It's only another 5 more years, so it's not like we're, you know, at the beginning of this contract, right? I mean, Jesus. My goodness. What's going on?
This is not good. I mean, you know, he hasn't thrown the batter since last August, and he threw the batter Sunday, and the elbow bothered him again. So, you know, he told us that he'll have more to tell us tomorrow. From what we're told, the MRI results were sent to Dr. Andrews. Now, we're also told that it was, you know, Dr. Andrews, who told him last August that he didn't need surgery, so he's got a little explaining to do if that has changed, but this is absolutely the worst possible news. You know, they've been telling us it was the flu and everything was pushed back, and I don't think that was a lie, but I think, you know, I said to you guys, I remember saying it throughout the winter, I'll believe it when he's throwing the hitters.
Yes.
And this was the first time he threw the hitters, and it bothers him. So this is not good.
But it just seemed like they were putting a nice little tight bow on the whole thing, as if, well, he'll start throwing and everything will be fine. Was that just spinning stuff as far as the front office of the team went? It just seemed like everything was going to be fine. He's going to throw, and we're going to push it back a week or two to start the season, but he'll be okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what he told them. That's what he told us. He said his elbow hadn't felt this good in years. But again, until it's all different in the heat of battle, right?
Yep.
You know, you can play catch, you can play long toss, you can get on a mound and throw. But until you start letting it fly with a batter in the box, you don't really know. And you know, the concern here is that if he did wind up needing surgery, now you're talking 12-plus months, meaning you're talking about going into next season as well. Whereas if you got this done late last summer, you would certainly have been ready for opening day 2021. But, you know, I don't want to get the cut before the horse. We will see what they say tomorrow, but it's hard not to think about worst-case scenarios right now.
Well, in TC, we saw this with the Yankees, where Severino ended up feeling some discomfort last year in the playoffs and went through the whole offseason feeling good, comes to spring training, and boom, Tommy John surgery. That's where I'm going there. So you said you're nervous, but how nervous is nervous in your mind?
Well, pretty nervous. I mean, again, it's the first and only time he's thrown a hitter. And, you know, that you feel it right away. When you send the MRI results to Dr. Andrews, that certainly doesn't mean they look good. The results didn't look clean to anybody, because you wouldn't send it to Dr. Andrews if everything looked fine. So I'm very nervous. I would expect there to be some bad news coming. Now, is it surgery? Who knows? But I got to think we are no longer talking about a couple of weeks to begin the season.
Tom Karen, Sox Bruins insider at Nesson, with us on the huddle. Thanks to Stacey Adamski, Adamski Law, 802-363-6371. All right, TC, we're all going to be negative on this. So if it is worst-case scenario for the Sox, how do you handle the upcoming season? Do you start selling off pieces?
Well, I certainly tend more that way. I'm still not of the mind that it's a lost season. This is still an offense that will carry a lot of games, an offense that is one of the best in baseball. And I think, you know, I think they're a better than 500 team. Now, that's assuming that Chaim Bloom can make a couple of moves to get some pitching in here, because they just don't have enough arms. But I do think when you start looking at a guy like Jackie Bradley Jr., you start looking at a guy like Brandon Workman, maybe, a guy's approaching free agency. I don't know that you have a fire sale here at spring training, but you're keeping a close eye on those standings. And if you're a month or two in and you are starting to sag, then I think this does become a season where you start to step back. But you don't go into the season looking like that. I mean, Twitter blowing up today saying this is a lost season. It's not lost yet. I mean, let's see what this offense can do. Let's see who they actually wind up having in that rotation. But there's no question you're a step closer to getting to a situation where in June and July you start dealing off guys and starting to build for 2021.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It's not lost yet, but when do the players start losing their enthusiasm when they see all these injuries? And
Arnie, it doesn't really work that way. I mean, I've never been in a camp where guys go, oh, forget it, we're done.
Right.
I mean, these guys are getting ready for their season. They're caught up in their own world and what they need to do. Listen, equally as concerning as the loss of Grisel today is Martin Perez not getting out of the first inning against the Yankees, okay? I mean, there's a lot of depth issues with the pitching. We've said all along, it's the pitching, right? They've got plenty of offense. This team set a record for franchise home runs last year. They won't be quite that good without Mookie Betts. We know that, but there's a lot of pop in this lineup still. But somebody's got to throw the damn ball. And you know, right now you're talking about Eduardo Rodriguez, Nathan Eovaldi, and Martin Perez, and two TBAs. That's a little scary if Sale is gone for any extended time. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to have to make a move to get pitching.
Yeah, that's my next question is, so what now? I mean, what are we, a month away, whatever it is?
Not even, yeah. 3 weeks from Thursday's opening day.
And Ryan Weber is your number four starter? I mean, something has to happen.
Well, keep an eye on Tanner Houck. You know, first-round draft pick a few years back, who's pitched really well so far, and maybe, yeah, maybe you have to speed him up and let him take his lumps a little bit, but get him going on the big league. Again, I think the hope was you maybe could bring him up later in the season, but maybe he's the guy who factors in now. Brian Johnson has had a really good camp, really quietly, but he's also been pitching the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning against low-level competition. Cool. Well, you'll see him ramp up now as we roll through these games to see if he can come back and help you out. And then, yeah, a lot of talk about an opener, and that might be where they go, you know, where a Darwinson Hernandez comes in maybe as a bolt guy for a few innings. Maybe a Brian Johnson comes in after somebody starts and gets to do an inning or two, and he comes in for 2-3 innings. You know, we've seen guys cobble rotations together now using bullpen arms and using openers, and they're going to have to get real creative. But I really, you know, I have a hard time believing they break camp without making one move for at least one bona fide starter.
TC, the investigation, now we're pushing back through this week. We still don't know the answer. I mean, what's the vibe about the investigation at camp?
We've hit the point now where it's just frustration. You know, where I mean, get on with this thing. You know, I mean, it's we've been told next week for about 5 weeks now, and it's just getting crazy. We all thought it was going to be last Friday. Then they pushed that off. We assumed it was going to be early this week. Now we're hearing not this week at all. You know, and it's been one, you know, punch to the gut here after another for the Red Sox going back to the offseason, with Sale being the latest news today. The last thing you want is any kind of bad news from an MLB investigation coming out days or a week before the start of the regular season. You want to get this stuff behind, like even the Mookie thing. You know, the Mookie and Price trade, that was horrible. They were doing, yeah, I said to someone yesterday, it finally feels like we're beyond that now. You know, the questions aren't all about that. The team's moved on, and you've seen them all in their uniform. You see Ian Brock Holt hugging each other. You know, we've all gotten past that. So, I, you know, you need to be able to move on, and the last thing you need is 2 or 3 or 7 days right before the season, any kind of bad news coming out of that investigation, because then it's just another round of negative news. And, you know, to your point about when do guys say enough's enough, well, when it keeps piling on, that's when you say enough's enough. I mean, at some point, you got to stop hearing bad news. You got to play some baseball.
Tom Karen, Sox Bruins insider at Nesson with us here on The Huddle. 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Thanks to Stacy Adamski, AdamskiLaw.com. At this point, the investigation, is this impacting how the team does business at all? I mean, look, I'm a draft geek and no one else is, so fine. But if you know, you have scouts out there thinking about the draft and they don't even know what round they're picking in.
Yeah, I don't think you're there yet. I mean, these guys are just operating like they have all their picks, unless anybody tells them otherwise. You know, they're not going to go ignore the first-round players thinking they're going to get slapped and lose that. You got to operate as though you're fine. But, again, the sooner you get the news, the more time you have to adapt and plan accordingly. So you're right. The longer it waits, the more of a disadvantage they are at for handling that kind of information.
TC on the field, how's this Jeter Downs looking from the Mookie Betts trade? How's he doing?
You know, he's an interesting guy because he's had some struggles in the field, but he's really refreshing when you talk to him about it. He, you know, he believes spring training is about trying to be more aggressive, trying to do new things. His mind making mistakes, and I kind of like that attitude. You know, he's like, yeah, listen, I've done some, but that's fine. I'm trying to make plays. I'm trying to, you know, do some things with my footwork and hands that I would never do during the regular season. But this is the place to work on it. So, yeah, if that's his attitude, then that's fine. You're going to make mistakes. But he's got, you know, he's got a good attitude. They really like him, and he can hit. And I'll tell you, today's the first day I was hanging out in the cage for a while watching Connor Wong today to catch it.
Yeah.
This guy's got sneaky pop. I mean, he was crushing some balls. He was out there with Xander Bogaerts and Mitch Moreland during batting practice before their simulated game. And he was getting, like, oohs and ahs from these guys because he was just crushing some balls over the wall. So interesting to see him and really dig in at the plate for the first time. And we'll see. You know, these aren't guys for 2020. These are guys for down the road. But I think they're pretty happy with both of them. And then Alex Verdugo hasn't, you know, really been able to get in the game yet. Still holding him back. We'll see when he's ready to go. That should be, I would think, sometime in the next week or so. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Dalbec went deep yesterday. Today he didn't, but yesterday he did. I mean, what are you seeing from his? Is he on the opening day roster, you think?
Yeah, I don't think so, barring an injury. And Ron Renicki really kind of said as much. I think they've, you know, they Chavis is ahead of him as far as platooning with Moreland at first base. Now, Moreland has been out with a little hamstring here. If that thing lingers, then all bets are off. If everybody's healthy, I think Chavis gets in ahead of him, Peraza. And Arauz is an interesting guy. Jonathan Arauz is a Rule 5 guy they got. He's never been above single A, but he's been a really good hitter where he's been, and they like what he's done here so far at camp. He needs to stay on the Major League roster all year, or you have to give him back to Houston where they come off the Rule 5 draft. So he's certainly going to get a look. So I think those guys are kind of ahead of Dalbec right now. Not because they don't like Dalbec, but I think they'd still like to see him. You know, he went to AAA at the end last year and really got it going. I think they'd like to see him begin the season at AAA, maybe put up some power numbers and get that going. And then, you know, it goes back to you do that, you keep an extra year of him, right? If you can keep him down until May, that means he's a year further away from being able to reach free agency, which is good business.
TC, what about Xander Bogaerts' injury, battling a leg injury? When might we see him?
Yeah, I think they're hoping by the end of the week. Again, he was in the cage today, that same group. That's why I was back there watching him. And he seemed, you know, he launched a few over the wall. He seemed to be swinging free and easy. So I think he's getting closer to go. He was interesting. We had a good conversation with him yesterday, and he was really, you know, frustrated by all of this because he knows all the negatives around the team. He knows all the talk that this team isn't going anywhere. And I think he really has become the leader of this team. He wants to be part of this and get out there and try to prove some people wrong. You know, at one point, he's talking about Mookie again. He says, you know, Mookie's what a game changer. I mean, one swing of the bat, one defensive play, he can change everything. And Steve Lyons was amazed. Steve goes, yeah, well, you've become one of those guys too. You know, and he goes, well, yeah, but two are better than one. You know, and now I got to do it myself. And obviously, he doesn't have to do it himself. J.D. Martinez, Rafael Devers, you got a lot of guys in that lineup. But you need Bogaerts in the middle of it. He's been frustrated by the late start, but he thinks he's still got time to be all set.